Jesus has given us authority. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. What comes to your mind when it comes to driving out evil spirits? Probably you think of old times, of the mid-age, of older times, previous generations. But actually, it is still something very up-to-date, because the devil comes in different forms. Sometimes we may recognize him as the pure evil, but in many other cases, he may come as turning around things, looking seemingly as something desirable and something attractive or something good, always turning around things. Since the very beginning, Adam and Eve, the snake came and said, did God really say that you should not eat from all trees? Of course, not from all trees. And then he lets it shine as if there is something desirable, something good to do if eat from the forbidden tree. In Matthew 10, verse 1, Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and every sickness. So for us too, as his followers, we are given that authority. So whenever the devil comes in whatever form, in a tricky way or in the pure evil way or whatever it might be, in temptations, in all kinds of things, we don't need to fight alone. We can have the authority of God, who is stronger than the devil. We can tell to the devil, you are evil, but I'm a Christ, I'm in Christ, I'm a Christian in Christ, and we have a stronger Lord, because God is stronger than all evil forces and than all other forces. God is the greatest and the almighty. So it is not something outdated, it is still very up to date, and we need to be aware of it. But we do have the authority in the name of the Lord. Lord, we praise your holy name, and we pray that you may protect us from all evil attacks and from all evil spirits. Help us to distinguish and to understand what is good for us and what is good for others, and what is bad for us, what is bad for others. Help us to distinguish and to become wise, and to live to your praise, and not to fall into the trap of the evil one. You have promised us authority in your name. Help us to use it wisely and not to fall in any trap. Guide us through this life towards your eternal kingdom, where we praise your holy name forever. Amen.